Tu Bishvat, Tesva Bishvat, we're holding in Siman Nun Zain Halacha Vav, and we're going to Siman Nun Ches Halacha Zain. So we're continuing to discuss a person's eating, and we already mentioned that if he had in mind specifically to eat a certain amount, and especially if he's buying something from outside, so it's not the norm for him to necessarily change his mind or have in mind that he's having something from the outside, he'd have to make a new bracha. So comes the kitzah and tells us, but all these halachas or laws and limitations of when you have to make a new bracha is only when you are the balabais, you're the owner. You're the owner of your house. But if you're a guest in someone else's house, so then you're totally dependent on the das of the balabais. Now, even that, by the way, still has an exception. That means if a person really decided, I'm on a diet, I'm not eating anymore. I don't care what the balabais, what the owner gives me. And then finally he decides to do so. There's a bracha requirement. That's something I think that people don't really realize. Okay, now someone comes to a meal and they give him a cup of wine. Now this is talking about when a person is not, wasn't invited with a specific set to sit down, pour a meal, etc. So if he's just given one cup of wine to make a bracha on, and then they give him more cups of wine. So here it's not so simple, because it could be that a person has to make another bracha if that's really what the norm would have been, to just give him one cup. So really what it does is, the kid says it depends on the minig. If the minig is that there's more cups that are given, so then mistama, a person has in mind for all the cups that are going to be given to him, and that probably is the usual. Okay, Siman Nun Ches begins the world of Reach. It's an amazing introduction to this. As the Gemara says, what's the source of making a bracha on smell? The Gemara quotes a pasuk called Neshama Talakah, which are familiar. Every soul will give a praise. So the Achronim, I remember the Neid Yehuda also says this pshat, the Ben Ishchayid. Why is it that the Gemara even needs another pasuk? Don't we have a concept already that you're not allowed to be nana for this world without a bracha? Clearly, you see that there's a distinction between things that you enjoy through smelling, which the Gemara says is something that your soul enjoys, davash and neshama nenes by not the body, versus food, etc., which the Gemara already has a different pasuk for. And there's a tremendous nafkamina. The Ben Ish Chai is gevaldik achidish, and it's really based on what we're saying. Since it's not the same type of isa hana of enjoying from this world without making a bracha, so therefore a person's allowed to smell, to see, let's say you have something, a fragrance, but you're not sure if it has a good smell or not. You don't want to make a bracha vatala. It's very nagea motzei Shabbos. So let's say you have a cold and you don't even think you're going to be able to smell. So the halacha is you're allowed to test it. You're allowed to smell a little bit to make sure that it's good. And that's a very big chiddush, and that's definitely something to rely on. Now, the kitzah also points out that there's no bracha achreina, because it's similar. The hana is so temporary, meaning it's quick, and then afterwards there's nothing left. So it's similar to the person who, after he ate, the food already got digested, so there is no birkas hamazon. Now here we go through the details of birkas harech. If what you're smelling is a fruit that is fitting to be eaten, whether it's a adama or an eitz, so the halacha is that you make a bracha asher nosan reach toiv baperis or hanoisen reach toiv baperis. Now, it's a little bit tricky because some opinions hold that if something is totally designated just for fruit purposes, but nothing to do with smell, not so possible to make a bracha. But nevertheless, I think the minhag olam is to make a bracha on something in a good fragrance of that's coming from a fruit, if that's their intention. You have to have intention to specifically to smell this item, even though it's true that you're going to eat it. And that's the reason why the kitzur says, when it comes to roasted coffee that has a very good smell, if a person is intentionally trying to smell that roasted coffee, he makes a bracha shenasan li'ach tov baperis or anisan li'ach tov baperis. Like I said, on this also, there's some that say that, listen, coffee today is not made at all for the purpose of smell. So some people avoid it. But Kitzur holds that it is not a problem at all. Certainly, if a person is in a store and he purposely goes over to smell the coffee, I would suggest that if you're concerned about making a bracha, at least have in mind with that Shema Machus, meaning say Baruch Ata, think Hashem's name like the Ben Ish Chai holds. Chokeinu, same idea, Melech Olam, Asher Nosan Reachto Beperos, or Anisan Reachto Beperos. If something that you're smelling is more of an eitz, meaning it's a type of wooden, and the definition of this is a little bit tricky, but generally speaking, that means that it has a trunk, and there's branches that grow from it throughout the year. That means that the main part of it stays around the whole year. And it's the easiest way to really define it as similar to what we have by roses. Today, our roses are quite the, it's wooden, meaning, what does it mean? It's wood, it's not soft. And therefore, on these types of aromas, any type of similar texture, like roses, or what's called frankincense, or hadassim. Hadassim is an eitz. Eitz hadass, by the way, the pasuk says. So eitz a hadass, it's a strong trunk. It's and therefore the bracha is boire atzei v'sami. Now, when it comes to pepper, ginger, this becomes a very big question, especially even your spices in the cup in the cabinet. You know, sometimes people that pull out spices for Motzei Shabbos, not so simple. If it's totally made for the purpose of spices, i.e. for cooking, not so simple to use it. But if a person has no choice, then it's something to be soymechan. But it's kedai to have designated besamim. When it comes to asev, that means anything that is more like grasses, like we said, soft. So then the bracha is bere isvei besamim. The Kitzur Shcholach shows you he knows his laws of diktok. It's a chirik, it's a tnu kala, it's a base of refue, which means that, see, the way you pronounce it is boire isvei vesomim. That's the bracha that you would make. And then again, the Kitzur repeats this hard, the simon that if it's a hard, if the type of tree, the stem itself is firm. So the halacha is a atzei besam. Now, what happens if something is not eitz or asev? Like the example that the Kitzur gives is musk. All types of fragrances, if they're naturally made and they're not made from chemicals, etc. But if it's a pure thing like musk happens to be that it comes from animals. So in that, you would make a bere minei besamim. On shremlech, which is actually dried mushrooms that have a good smell, also bere minei besamim. Shemen afar simon, which happens to be balsam oils. I don't think that people would know this. I've never heard anyone make this bracha. But because Eretz Yisrael is distinct in growing this, I mean, I think the psukim and there's a malbim that speaks about this, or the radak, that it grows a lot in Yericho. I don't know if that's true today, but there's a special bracha, Boire Shemen Arev, who created a sweet, a more pleasant, Arev, sweet and pleasant smell. So Shemen Arev Boire, he creates a pleasant oil. That's a special bracha. I wasn't zeich, I think, to ever make that bracha. And lastly, if a person made eitz instead of isvei or the opposite, you're not yotze. So that's why, if you're not sure, that's where it comes into play, the Motzei Shabbos. Minig is always to say boim and nebesamim, because many times you're not sure what to make. And another example that the Kitzur himself says, raises, and it's a big machlekes, is what's called, first of all, he says it's chiddush. If you said in something that you're supposed to say pri on a fruit, you were supposed to maybe say a nice and rechtum a person, he said, bari atzvi besamim, you're covered. But then he says an interesting thing, that if a person was supposed to make, when it comes to neglech, so when it comes to neglech, is clothes, or he speaks about orange and lemon rinds, which we discussed, yeah, not so long ago. So the Kitzur says you should make boire atzvi besamim. Now, there's many achronim, including the Chafetz Chaim, that say, no, this is a doubtful question, and therefore you should better to make boire minei besamim, and that's a minute when it comes to clothes. That's how much for Shabbos. You'll see many people use clothes, and you make boire minei besamim. You know, according to the Kitzur, it would seem that you make boire atzei besamim.